you now Young Widder Brown, the story of a woman's heart and a mother's love. Of how attractive Ellen Brown, with two fatherless children to support, meets the conflicting problems of beauty and romance as they exist also for you who listen to her today. Whenever you first feel a headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain coming on, that's the time to take quick-acting Bayer aspirin to relieve the pain before it gets a good start. And since Bayer aspirin is rated among the quickest methods for the relief of such pain yet discovered, you know in advance you will get the very fast relief you are counting on. You can get real Bayer aspirin at any drugstore in the new type, easy-to-open tins, for only 15 cents per 12 tablets, two full dozen for a quarter. So there is no point in anyone accepting an unknown preparation in place of it. And now for our story. Despite the attempts of Ellen and Dr. Anthony Loring, her fiancé, to dispel the bitterness which Eloise Davis has in her heart for her stepmother, Julie, the girl continues to believe that the gentle and kindly woman is her enemy. Even the departure of Eloise's husband, Jimmy, to an army training camp, leaving her completely alone, has failed to draw her any closer to Julie Nelson. And now, as Ellen and Anthony walk slowly to the young widow's home, after spending the afternoon together, one of their chief topics of conversation is the problem which Eloise's attitude has brought about. Listen.
The children stopped to see Uncle Josh at the hospital today, Ellen. He's getting along splendidly.
Yes, I know. Jamie told me, and I'm so glad, Anthony.
By the way, what happened to you yesterday afternoon? I was expecting you at the hospital.
Oh, I called Uncle Josh and explained why I didn't come. You see, Eloise and I saw Jimmy Davis off to his training camp.
How did Eloise take it?
Well enough, considering it's been only a few weeks since their marriage.
Well, the evening we went out with him, I thought she acted like a trooper. It'd be wonderful if she could transfer some of that understanding to her attitude toward her stepmother.
Julie is so anxious for Eloise to come and live with her, but she's afraid to ask her. Anthony, do you think now that Eloise is alone, she may relent a little?
Oh, I doubt it, darling. Loneliness drives some people even further within themselves. Eloise appears to be one of them.
Seeing Eloise yesterday made me think again about us. Suppose we'd gotten married, Anthony, and my children had taken the same attitude that Eloise takes in regard to her father's marriage. How would we have looked for a solution?
I don't know. Perhaps there wouldn't have been any solution. At any rate, I'm glad we waited.
Yes, so am I. Point is, how much longer must we wait?
Oh, I wish I knew, darling. I wish I could look at the calendar and say, on this particular day, I'm going to be the happiest man in the world.
I don't think the times are very far off, darling.
No, neither do I. Well, here we are.
Will you come in for a while?
Yes, just for a minute. I'm due back at the hospital very soon.
Aren't you working too hard these days? You look tired.
Now, stop pampering me.
Someone has to look out for you.
Mommy?
Yes, dear.
Oh, hello, Dr. Loring.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Will you excuse me for a moment, Anthony? I want to go next door to the tea room and see how Hilda's making out.
Of course.
I won't be long.
Jane, you'll keep you company.
Good. Where's Mark?
In the garden.
What are you doing indoors on a day like this?
Well, I had some homework to finish.
Oh, am I disturbing you?
No, I'm almost through. I'm just stuck for one answer in algebra, that's all.
Well, can I help you? What's the problem? You just read it to me. I was a whiz at algebra when I went to school, even though I say so myself.
Well, Mommy doesn't like me to ask people for answers, Dr. Loring.
Well, I'm not exactly people, am I?
Well, two bicycles are approaching each other from opposite points. One is traveling 5 miles an hour and the other 9. The distance between them when they start is 20 miles. Two birds are also traveling along the same route in opposite directions. One of the birds is flying at the rate of 12 miles an hour, and the other 17. When the birds meet, how far apart will the bicycles be?
That's quite a problem, isn't it? Perhaps Mother was right. It's really a good policy to work your answers out for yourself.
Oh, but I think I'm stuck on this one.
Well, frankly, so am I.
Well, I'll work it out after dinner. I've got everything else finished.
Say, you know, Mother and I were talking about going out for a little skiing when the snow begins to fly. How does that strike you, Jane?
Oh, I'd love to go, Dr. Lawrence.
Your skis all polished up?
Uh-huh. Uncle Josh waxed them for me, too.
All right, then we'll make that a date with the first snowfall.
Well,
I'm missing something.
Dr. Lawrence said we're all going skiing after the first snowstorm, Mommy.
Yeah. I know a spot out in the hills that was just made for skiing. The slope is over a mile and there are no trees.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Can I get you anything, Anthony? Some coffee?
No, thanks, Ellen. I've got to run. I'll see you tomorrow, won't I?
Yes, I'll be over to the hospital to visit Uncle Josh.
Well, I'll tell him you're coming. Bye, Janie.
Bye, Dr. Lawrence. Don't forget now.
The first snowfall and we're off. Au revoir, Ellen.
Goodbye, Anthony.
He's awfully nice, isn't he?
You think so, Janie?
Well, I guess I like Dr. Lawrence a lot more now than I used to.
You really mean that, don't you?
Of course.
Come here, darling.
What is it, Mommy?
Oh, I just want to give you a kiss, that's all.
Any special reason?
No, it's just that you've made me very happy.
Why?
Oh, just because. Have you finished your homework?
Not quite, Mommy.
Well, suppose you finish up while I attend to dinner.
All right.
Hello? Oh, hello, Frederick. How are you? No, I haven't seen Eloise today.
Why? I thought she might be with you. No, it's nothing important, Ellen. Yes, I'm home now. If you do, would you ask her to phone me, please? Thanks, Ellen. Goodbye. Well, she isn't with Ellen. Oh, but that's nothing to worry about, Julie. It isn't unusual for Eloise to be away from her house all afternoon. She's out with clients very often, you know.
Well, I wish you'd call.
It's really wonderful.
What is?
Your concern for Eloise. After what's happened between you in the past, you'd have every right to be as unconcerned about her as if she were a stranger.
I know Eloise is part of you, Frederick. Perhaps that explains a good deal.
It's been very difficult for you, hasn't it?
It was at first. But now I'm beginning to understand why she acts the way she does. I can see that she can't help it.
I made one big mistake in bringing up my daughter, and I suppose I'll always regret it. Ever since I can remember, I've permitted her to run my house. And my life. That's why our marriage has shocked her so much. It wasn't part of Eloise's plan. She wasn't consulted.
For some reason, I feel more optimistic about the future, Frederick. We haven't changed, but perhaps she has. I think marriage has mellowed Eloise in many respects.
I saw her yesterday, Julie, just after she'd taken Jimmy to the station.
Was she very unhappy?
I think so, though she tried to hide it from me.
And you didn't think she'd changed at all, is that it?
No.
Well, perhaps I was wrong.
I asked Eloise to come back and live with us while Jimmy was away. She refused.
Oh, I'm sorry you asked her, Frederick.
Why?
I intended to ask her myself.
Well, perhaps it's better that I did it.
Frederick, are you very happy?
Why, of course, my dear.
I don't believe you are.
Well, I'd probably feel better if Eloise adopted a different attitude toward you, but as far as we're concerned, I'm perfectly happy.
I can tell you this now, because it's in the past. I was planning to leave you once, Frederick. I thought you and Eloise would be much happier together without me.
Oh, but Julie, that's not true as far as I'm concerned.
I know it isn't now. But then, I thought I'd be doing the right thing.
If you hadn't changed your mind, Julia, I don't know what I would have done without you.
I didn't change my own mind, Frederick. Ellen changed it for me.
Well, I'm grateful to her for that.
She showed me how cowardly it would have been to leave you. Ellen made many things clear to me that I never saw before.
She's been trying to make things clear for Eloise, too, but... Well, I'm afraid no one can do that but Eloise herself.
I haven't made you unhappy by telling you what I did just now.
Not as long as I know you'll never feel that way again.
I never will, Frederick. I promise you that.
Yes, then we forget all about it.
Somehow, dear, sometime I'm going to win Eloise's friendship. I don't know how or when, but I'm going to accomplish it. Sooner or later, I must convince her she's wrong about me.
Just remember one thing, Julie. Even if you never do, I'll always love you.
I know that, Frederick. And I'm grateful.
Oh, no, you mustn't be grateful. You give me much more in return.
Let's say we share and share alike, because that's closer to the truth.
You're a marvelous person, Julie. And your actions toward Eloise have been nothing less than wonderful. That may be Eloise. Hello? Oh, yes, my dear. I've been trying to get you all day. Oh, I see. Are you going to be at home tomorrow, Eloise? Well, may I come over? Yes, I want to talk to you. About 5. Yeah. Very well, I'll see you then, my dear. She's well, thank you. All right, Eloise. At 5, then. Goodbye.
You're going to see her tomorrow, Frederick?
Yes, I intend to ask her once more if she'll come home to live with us. It's probably useless, but I want to try again.
Frederick, why not let me go in your place? I've been telling myself for days now that I must talk to Eloise. I think this is a good opportunity.
I'd rather you wouldn't, Julie. She'd only make you unhappy again.
Oh, please let me. I'm used to Eloise now. She won't hurt
no,
me.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
I haven't asked you for many favors, Frederick. But I want you to grant me this one.
What did you say to her?
Just what you say.
You'd ask her to come back?
Yes.
And if she refuses?
Well, at least I'll know I've tried.
Well, very well. But it's against my better judgment.
Well, whatever comes of it, things can't be any worse. Eloise and I can't drift any farther apart than we are now. And perhaps I can bring all of us closer. At any rate, I'm going to try. I owe that much to you.
Will be the outcome of Julie's meeting with Eloise? Will it bring a happy change in the situation, or will it only add fuel to the flames? And what will be Evan Brown's important role in all this? Don't miss the next dramatic episode of Young Widow Brown tomorrow. Whenever you want really quick relief from a headache, think of Bayer Aspirin. Get a tin or bottle of Bayer aspirin at any drugstore and take one or two tablets with a glass of water at once. You'll be surprised how fast your headache starts to ease. Results with Bayer aspirin are quick for two reasons. The great effectiveness of Bayer aspirin as a pain reliever, and because genuine Bayer aspirin tablets start to dissolve or disintegrate in the stomach almost instantly you take them. Hence, are ready to go to work almost instantly. Another point to remember is that millions of normal people have used genuine Bayer aspirin regularly for years without ill effects. A tremendously important factor to people who have to take headache remedies regularly. You can get real Bayer aspirin at any drugstore in the United States in a new type tin that snaps open automatically when you press the red dot on top of the box. Now, for only 15 cents a dozen or 2 full dozen for a quarter, virtually 1 cent a tablet. Ask for Bayer aspirin by its full name when you buy, not by the name aspirin alone. And identify it by the name Bayer, stamped in the form of a cross on every tablet. Young Widow Brown will be on the air at the same time tomorrow, 4:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Young Widow Brown will be on the air at the same time tomorrow, 4:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. George Anzo, speaking for the makers of Bayer Aspirin.
No woman can be beautiful with teeth that are dull and off-color due to improper cleansing. You know that. So why not make your teeth shine and sparkle? Your smile a thing of beauty. You can easily just clean your teeth at home the way virtually every dentist you've ever gone to does. That is, with powder. Get a can of Dr. Lyon's tooth powder today at any drugstore. Try it. See to your own amazement what it does. Dr. Lyon's tooth powder.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.